Good morning, Gdańsk.
Good morning, Gdańsk. It's 11:05, and of course, you are still here with Ewelina Potocka.
And Chris Farman. Dzień dobry w sobotę. Witamy was bardzo serdecznie. 6 minut po 11:00. No i cóż, sobota. Ciągle sobota przedświąteczna. Dużo dziś z pewnością obowiązków. Mam nadzieję, że te obowiązki to niekoniecznie stanie w kolejkach w sklepie, a raczej już przygotowywanie pyszności przedświątecznych, albo i nawet świątecznych. A my oczywiście rozweselimy was i dotrzymamy wam to.
And how many days do we have left until Christmas?
No, Krzysiu, wykaż się umiejętnościami matematycznymi. Oh, dzisiaj jest 14.
14? Okay.
Czyli ile?
14. 14 days. 14?
Dzisiaj jest 14. Plus 10 means 24th.
What?
No, pytałeś się
tylko Christmas. You completely lost me. How many days until Christmas?
Till Christmas, no to 24.
24 days?
No, till 24th is the Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
and today is the 14th. So it's 10 days. Dziękuję.
Actually, you know what?
Wybaczcie mu.
Hold on. What Christmas movie have you seen Christmas is on the 24th? No Christmas movie is it on the 24th. It's on the 25th. So technically it's 11.
Broń. Widać twoją rękę spod wody. Proszę, pomóżcie mi.
But serious question right now.
Ale
okay.
Się zaczerwienił.
I just made myself look like an idiot. I know. But a serious question. How is it that all Christmas films No, seriously, I'm going to try and save myself here. All Christmas films, Christmas is on the 25th, yes? In all Christmas films it shows us.
Dobrze, ale Christmas Eve.
But you celebrate Christmas on the 24th, yes?
Christmas Eve, mamy Wigilię, a święta oczywiście 25, 26, Boże
but
Narodzenie.
But you tell your children that Santa is coming on 24th. Exactly,
tak.
But he doesn't. Because in all Christmas films it shows that Santa comes on the 25th.
So now is the question, what's real? The real
exactly.
life?
Exactly.
Or movie?
No, but I want to know how these parents are able to lie to their children. Even though the movies are telling them.
Ale to zależy gdzie, bo because na przykład w USA przecież o poranku, in the morning, you've got your presents in the morning, and in Poland you get in the after the supper, the Christmas supper.
So what you're saying that Santa comes to Poland first and then he goes to the USA.
Tak samo jak jest różnica czasu, it's a time difference, so you know Santa cannot be everywhere at the same moment.
Your excuses are terrible. I'm really wondering how parents sell this to their children. I am interested about this because I just how can children not question this? Like, hey mum, in all the movies, Santa comes on the 25th.
No właśnie, i to jest zadanie rodziców, odpowiadanie na te wszystkie pytania. A dlaczego? A po co? A kiedy? Drodzy słuchacze, dziś chcemy z wami rozmawiać o sentymentalnych świętach, żebyście trochę przypomnieli sobie tego, o tym, jak bywało w dawnych czasach, jak dawniej spędzaliście święta Bożego Narodzenia, jakie sentymentalne wspomnienia wiążą się właśnie z Bożym Narodzeniem. 603 3x06, mamy dla was kalendarze radiowe, mamy też zaproszenia do kina, więc jak najbardziej święty Mikołaj i jego duch ciągle unosi się w studiu Radia Gdańsk.
Long and white.
Santa's got a beard that's long and white.
Who comes round on special night?
Santa comes round on special night.
Special night, beard that's white.
Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Santa Claus.
Who wears boots and suit of red?
Santa wears boots and suit of red.
Who wears a long cap on his head?
Santa wears a long cap on his head.
Cap on head, suit of red. Special night, beard that's white.
Cherry nose. Santa's got a big red cherry nose.
Who laughs this way? Ho, ho, ho.
Santa laughs this way. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Cherry nose. Cap on head. Suit that's red. Special night. Beard that's white.
Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Santa Claus.
sleigh. Santa very soon will come our way.
Eight little reindeers pull a sleigh.
Santa's little reindeer pull a sleigh. Reindeer sleigh, come our way. Ho, 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 cherry nose, cap on head, Susan's red, special night.
Christmas Memories to temat naszej dzisiejszej audycji Good Morning Dice. Jeżeli chodzi o wspomnienia, to ja przypomniałam sobie właśnie o lampkach choinkowych, które miały kształty grzybków i takich suszonych owoców. I ja pamiętam doskonale z naszej choinki właśnie takie lampki choinkowe i one miały takie fajne zaczepiacze, żeby absolutnie nie spadały. No niestety to zakończyło się u nas nieciekawie, ponieważ w końcu lampki się przepaliły i to chyba nawet 24 grudnia, w związku z czym mała Ewelinka bardzo płakała i była niezwykle nieszczęśliwa. No już później nie udało się odkupić, ponownie kupić takich lampek, ponieważ już je wycofano, bo to był taki produkt typowo z dawnych czasów, z poprzedniej epoki. Those lamps with mantras.
Aha.
Fantastic.
Everybody, how amazing they are, yes?
Yes, they are, they're amazing. I wyobraźcie sobie Państwo, że znalazłam gdzieś w sieci starą aukcję internetową, gdzie sprzedawano właśnie takie lampki. I cena ponad prawie 800 zł za te lampki. Almost 800 zlotys for those lamps.
Everybody's going through their attic right now, you know, searching out, see if they still have these lamps. Maybe your parents still have them.
Nie, mamowe.
No?
Na pewno
no,
nie.
Beata... asking a very good question here. If Santa comes on the 25th, who's been bringing her the presents for the last 50 years?
No, Beato też,
well,
też
Beato,
już się pytała o to, zadawała to pytanie.
If you still believe in the jolly fat red man after 50 years, then, you know, well done. Good on you, I guess. Is this Chris's favorite Christmas song? This, what we just had?
Bob Dylan's.
I have to say, no, it's not.
This is probably Basia's favorite song.
Do you know what?
Nasza realizatorka uwielbia ten utwór, ale Andy się odezwał, że ten kawałek w wersji My Favorite Christmas Song.
Do you know what?
But people, you know, sometimes we have the feeling you read each other's text messages.
I don't like it. I personally don't like it. I think it's not a Christmassy song at all. I think it's too like... It's like a Christmas song put on fast forward, you know, and it's just, I don't know.
To jest taki biesiadny rytm.
Yeah, you know, Wham, Last Christmas, it needs to have like some romance in there, you know, a little bit of romance.
Czyli jednak Wham.
Wham, Last Christmas.
Last Christmas, czyli jednak.
Now, today, of course, we do have some prizes up for grabs, people. We do have cinema tickets and, of course, some very... sexy and luxurious Radio Gdańsk calendars.
Okay.
I don't know how you can promote a Radio Gdańsk calendar, but I just did.
Basia napisała, good morning, do you remember paper chains for Christmas tree? You had this?
Yes, we did. You had them as well?
Tak, oczywiście, że tak. Zawsze w zerówce, w podstawówce, zawsze robiliśmy.
Normally we used to make these in the primary school.
Exactly.
And then, you know, we take them home and or also angels. So what you did is you get paper, you fold it all up, you cut out an angel, unfold it, and you have a chain
zgadza
of angels.
Się, zgadza się, yeah. Też to samo.
Look
at patrz,
that. Look
no.
How close we are.
Niby tak daleko, a jednak tak blisko.
Dokładnie. Wow.
Ale te chains, you know, I had the problem with those chains, with those paper chains.
What do you mean?
Because my mother...
One strip of paper.
No, I had the problem at home because my mother always says, well, it's beautiful, but let's leave it here for the Christmas tree. Nigdy moja mama. Kilka razy udało mi się przeforsować, żeby rzeczywiście na choince się te papierowe łańcuchy znajdowały, ale to rzadkość była.
Let's be honest, they did look pretty cheap.
No, ale one były zrobione przez maluszka kochanego.
Okay, but let's say your child now comes back from school with a paper chain and is like, oh, mummy, I want to put this up for decoration. What would you do?
Definitely, starting from today to tomorrow, you have 24 hours.
But no, these were quite cheap looking, I have to admit. Yeah, when you make decorations out of paper, probably not going to have the best, you know, look about them, to be honest. But today we are talking about those Christmas memories. And of course, like, you know, Christmas is always a time for memories. Whether it's the fact that you have to be around family, which you hate, or you know,
but może love this.
Or love, of course. But generally, you know, Christmas, when you bring the whole family together, there are some small little arguments there. You know, some interesting arguments.
And the stories, you know, and the questions. So when? Zawsze jest pytanie, no to kiedy?
And this is what I mean. In the UK, we don't get these questions. You know?
We don't have.
No,
you
not
are so
not
politically
all.
Correct.
I just think like, yeah, no, I've never had these questions. Like, oh, so what do you think about getting married? Or what do you think
właśnie,
about popping out a child?
Tyle byłoby pytań do ciebie.
We just don't do this. But generally, there are lots of Christmas memories associated with Christmas. The good, the bad, and of course, the ugly. We want to know your Christmas memories. 603-060606. Cinema tickets, Radio Gdańsk calendars up for grabs, lots of little Christmas prizes. Who knows? You could wrap up a Radio Gdańsk calendar and put it under the tree for your child.
Oh, na przykład.
Please don't do that.
Well, this car is automatic. It's systematic. It's hydromatic. Why, it's greased lightning!
Greased lightning!
Look, it's a overhead lifter, it's a four-barrel Quattro, yeah.
Walkie-talkie.
Fuel injection cut up in chrome-plated rods, oh yeah.
I'll get the money, I'll keep you get the money.
With a four-speed on the floor, never waiting at the door.
You know that ain't no shit, never get licensed in
greased lightning.
Go, go, go,
go. Greased lightning, you're burning up the quarter of mine. Lightning, you're coasting through the flap child. You are supreme, your chicks are cream. For grease lightning, we'll get some purple French tail. That's a 30-inch thing, oh yeah. A Palomino dashboard and doom up the tins, oh yeah. With new pistons, clubs, and shots, I can get all my rocks. You know that I ain't bragging, she's a real pussy wagon. Grease lightning.
Dawno, dawno temu nie było lampek na choince, ale świeczki, świeczkę w specjalnych lichtarzykach, a mechanizm zaczepiania taki sam jak w klamerkach do suszenia, napisała Iwa. Ale to było dawno temu.
Quite a while ago, yes. Also, with quite a nice message here from Eva. When, basically, she had such lamps, but also, about this whole Mika Waiki situation, yes? This is when basically Santa
poczekaj
comes to town.
Jak mogłeś to tak pominąć tak po prostu? How did you just, you know, drop this thing about the lamps? To jest najważniejsza część tej wiadomości. The most important. She also remembers those lamps.
Yeah.
Ewo, it's tak, pamiętasz te lampki, grzybkowe lampki, suszone takie malinki. Bo,
things that excite you guys do not excite me.
A teraz możesz dalej.
I was more interested in Mikołajki, but
okay, carry on.
But this is actually it, when Santa comes. And how many families have this where Santa actually arrives in your living room? Because Eva's Santa, obviously, or it could have been Grandfather Frost, he had a plastic mask. This sounds a bit creepy. This sounds like a horror film, and exactly is the reason why she started running away from him.
No właśnie.
This sounds like, you know, what's that horror film? Freddy? You know the one with the mask and the chainsaw?
Chainsaw?
Yeah, the chainsaw. You know the horror film?
The chainsaw is called the
Is it called chainsaw?
Chainsaw?
No. It's called, I think in England, we call it Freddy or something. Freddy?
A Freddy Krueger?
Freddy Krueger, yeah.
To jeszcze ten z tymi takimi wielkimi pazurami.
Tak,
Freddy Krueger.
But it's called chainsaw? Yeah?
Nie, chainsaw to chainsaw.
Okay, chainsaw is chainsaw. fair enough. but also, a message from Joanna here. When I was young, my mother used to prepare almost everything. Children were responsible for decorating their Christmas tree only. Now my mother-in-law is the best and she prepares all the food on her own and I still feel like a child.
No, Joanna, no to się ustawiłaś bardzo dobrze.
But generally this is a situation, yeah? It's the mothers always take over in the kitchen and they will complain about it. Later on, when you sit down at the dinner table, they will complain. They will be like, you know what? I've been slaving away in that kitchen for 6 hours and you guys are so ungrateful. This is a picture of my mother.
Dokładnie mam to samo. So mothers in Great Britain and in Poland are the same.
Yeah. But then you go into the kitchen to help them. Oh, mom, can I help you with anything?
Nie przeszkadzaj mi, ciągle mi się tu plączesz pod nogami. Exactly. Najbardziej mi pomożesz, jeżeli stąd wyjdziesz.
This is what I mean, you know? Seriously, mothers at Christmas time? Nightmare. Complete nightmare.
Nightmare. A propos nightmare, to jest A Nightmare on Elm Street, czyli koszmar z ulicy Wiązów. That's the name of Freddy Krueger, ten film, tak.
Okay.
To now, tak, a propos.
Now we know.
Beata napisała jeszcze o kilometrowych papierowych łańcuchach, podobnie jak mazurki, były robione przeze mnie z moimi córkami, ponieważ nasza choinka była za mała, zdobiły choinki sąsiadów oraz klatkę schodową. A Dorota jeszcze ze świąt pamięta kolędników chodzących po domach, a dla dzieci to była frajda, ale jak już dorośliśmy, to była zasada, kto otwiera, ten płaci. Okay, so do you have also those groups of children basically singing songs, singing Christmas carols? And knocking to your door?
Of course, you try not to open the door.
Exactly,
it's like
that's
Halloween.
Exactly, that's what Dorota just wrote. The one who opens the door, the one pays.
Ah, do you give them money here?
No właśnie tak napisała Dorota, chociaż...
Because in the UK, I don't know what we do. I think it's sweets. We don't give money. I think normally it's like sweets or candies. A little bit like Halloween, pretty much. So we just, we try not to open the door. Plus, when it's, you know, at Halloween, trick or treat, not so bad. Trick or treat, and then you just give them sweets. But here, you have to open the door, listen to them, sing a whole song, and stand there like you're impressed.
Tak.
And then you have to give them sweets and close the door. Exactly. How awkward is that? It's like, okay, guys, you can be quiet.
Tradycja, huh? Tradycja. Ale najważniejszy kolejny SMS przyszedł teraz od Dominiki. Ja też, pani Ewelino, miałam takie lampki. Grzybki są jeszcze, ale zepsute w piwnicy. Może czas naprawić. Koniecznie, Dominiko, jeśli tylko je masz, napraw. Wiesz, ile ja bym dała za to, żeby mieć te lampki, je naprawić i móc wspominać ten czas?
What can I say? Get your lamps on Allegro, people. You can make 800 swati at the moment.
Ja zapłacę.
Why not?
From Santa Claus. Girl, I'm begging you, don't be mad at me. I forgot it's Christmas and you're all so hard to try to please. Ay, 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 it's Christmas and I don't know what to do. Ay, 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 it's Christmas and I don't have a gift for you. I can give you ay, ay, ay. All you need is ay, ay, ay. Un poquito ay, ay, ay. On this Christmas night.
Picture all your kisses underneath the magic mistletoe. Girl, my gift of love is coming from the heart. Peace on earth, goodwill to all starts right here where we are. Everybody sing, ay, 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 it's Christmas and I don't know what to do. Ay, 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 it's Christmas and I don't have a gift for you. I can give you, ay, ay, ay. And I don't know what to do. Ay, 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 it's Christmas and I don't have a gift for you. I can give you, ay, ay, ay. All you need is, ay, ay, ay. Un poquito, ay, ay, ay. On this Christmas night, yeah. Ay, 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 it's Christmas and I don't know what to do. Ay, 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 it's Christmas and I don't have a gift for you. I can give you, ay, ay, ay.
Reklama.
Good morning, Gdansk. It's 11:30 and here's What's On with Martin Caron.
Radio Gdansk, English Service.
Good morning. Here's some highlights of what's going on this weekend in the Tri-City. First up today, to commemorate the events of the imposition of martial law in Poland, there is an exhibition in the European Solidarity Centre, which reflects on this pivotal time in Polish history, including an exhibition of photographs from the December 1981 martial law imposition in Gdańsk, as well as other exhibitions and musical performances. This weekend sees the Polish National African Film Festival underway in the Kino Kameralne Cafe in Gdańsk at 4 p.m. today and tomorrow. A variety of great and unusual films will be shown, and entrance is 20 zloty per film or 80 zloty for 5 films. And finally, this evening at 7 p.m. at the Gdynia Theatre, there will be a showing of the well-known poetic drama Dziady by the famous Polish poet Adam Mickiewicz. It is considered one of the greatest works of both Polish and European Romanticism and a supreme realisation of Romantic drama theory, to be ranked with such works as Goethe's Faust and Byron's Manfred. The drama's title refers to Dziady, an ancient Slavic and Lithuanian feast commemorating the dead. Full details of these events and more can be found on the Radio Gdańsk website.
Good morning, Gdańsk!
Why say it?
No jak tam, drodzy słuchacze, przygotowania do świąt trwają. Przedświąteczna gorączka, 11:36 na zegarach. I audycja Good Morning Gdańsk.
Some very nice text messages coming in, and I can completely connect with Alexander here. Do you remember those times back in the day when you had the Christmas lights, but then, for example, they didn't used to work? So you had to go through every single bulb to find which bulb it was, which
tak
was broken.
Było. Mój tatuś szukał odpowiedniego grzybka, tego właściwego, the one mushroom that's broken. Tak było.
But nowadays, you can see how like it's become such a consumerism world, because if this happens, tak, we throw them in the bin, we go buy new ones, because they're so cheap. You know, we just get new ones. It's when before you spend hours searching for the one, and when you used to find that one, think of the satisfaction that you had there.
To prawda, tak
it was incredible. Another one here from Beata. I love this idea. So basically, when Santa or Mr. Nicholas used to come, used to ring on the doorbell. Who knew Santa used to use the door? Used to ring on the doorbell, and of course her mum would take her to the bathroom to comb her hair, while when she would reappear downstairs, the presents would be under the tree already. Very strange. I can just imagine a street. You're looking straight down the street and every single door there's a Santa there knocking, you know, getting ready to go in.
Ale słuchajcie, jeszcze jest jeden dobry SMS też od Beaty z Gdańska. W naszym domu zawsze najstarszy mężczyzna był przebrany za świętego Mikołaja. Kiedy zabrakło już dziadka, mąż czynił te honory. Moja młodsza córka osiadła na kolana świętego i stwierdziła, że pachnie tatusiem. Smells like daddy. Małe zamieszanko i szybkie zniknięcie Mikołaja pozwoliło uratować sytuację.
But seriously, in general, it's so impressive what these parents go to keep the kind of Christmas spirit, tak, and the Christmas belief alive.
Niesamowite, a dzieciaki i tak są prostolinijne i zawsze prosto powiedzą, pachnie tatusiem.
Do you know what we've decided, guys? We're going to start giving away some stuff. So let's start giving away some calendars, I believe, yes?
Pewnie, że tak.
Who are we thinking? Who deserves a Radio Gdańsk calendar this year?
Myślę, że na pewno pachnie tatusiem. Beata z Gdańska dostaje kalendarz nasz radiowy jak najbardziej.
Congratulations.
I druga pani Beata za wspomnienia z dawnych czasów, właśnie, że mama czesała włosy i w tym momencie cudownie nagle prezenty znajdowały się pod choinką.
There we go. Two away already.
A jeszcze mamy więcej kalendarzy do
rozdania. We do indeed. Stay tuned. We might even give some away in just a second.
Just the same. headlights all around. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Get my feet on holy ground. Driving home for Christmas with a thousand memories. I take a look at the driver next to me. He's just the same. He's driving home, driving home, driving home.
Now, we just have to clear something up, people. We are talking about, you know, some fake Santas out there, but
to znaczy,
of course,
nie my.
There is a
to
real
one. To słuchaczka twierdziła, że był pachnący tatusiem Santa, więc to jest a different thing.
Exactly. There are some fake ones out there, guys, but
uważajcie
of course,
na podrabianych Mikołajów.
St. Nicholas is a real thing. He's at the North Pole right now.
Yes, and we had him in the studio.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, we did. Only
no
a few
właśnie,
days ago.
Więc uspokójcie się. Święty Mikołaj istnieje, nie denerwujcie się. Czasami zawsze jakieś podróbki się znajdą. Przecież wiecie, jak to w dzisiejszych czasach jest. Ale Santa Mikołaj istnieje i jest. Prawdziwy i jedyny.
And you know what? You can even send us in your names and we will contact him and find out if you're on his naughty or nice list this year. We can
właśnie,
probably do that.
Możemy was tutaj prześwietlić za pomocą świętego Mikołaja. Stare lampki. Jest wspomnienie kolejne o starych lampkach. Piotr napisał, że to były choineczki, truskawki, latarenki, mikołajki, świeczki, grzybki. Nie ma czasu nasz słuchacz, ale ma już lutownicę. No to już jest dużo, Piotrze. Jestem przekonana, że kiedyś nadejdzie ten dzień, gdy stwierdzisz, że czas naprawić ten stary łańcuch lampek.
Evelina Potocka, do you have any of these Christmas memories? These amazing, apart from the mushrooms, please. Let's forget about the mushrooms. Any Christmas memories?
Christmas memories, always with my family, yeah, and waiting for the first star.
Okay.
Byłam mała, rzeczywiście wypatrywałam wspólnie with my older sister. We used to look at the sky and wait for the first star. And when I saw it, then był alarm. Pierwsza gwiazdka jest, już możemy zaczynać. No ale oczywiście zawsze to jeszcze trochę trwało, bo jeszcze mama
because
musiała przygotować wszystko.
The first star represents the fact that there's going to be presents under the tree, yes? Is that
no,
correct?
The first star, it means like the beginning of the fest.
Okay. I thought this is when, you know, Santa arrives.
Yeah, you never know when the Santa arrives.
Okay. I always thought it's the first star, you know? Okay, I'm learning something new. I have to say, probably, it's just getting the Christmas decorations out. You know, they always go into the attic every single year. Normally, it takes a good whole evening, maybe even two evenings, to put all the Christmas decorations up. But getting the Christmas decorations down from the attic. Normally, the boxes are bigger than the hole in the ceiling. So it's
this is magic. Pamiętaj, że to wszystko chodzi o magię. Emanuel z Trondheim do nas napisał: pozdrawiamy jak najbardziej północ daleką. Po rozdaniu prezentów przez pięknie ubranego Mikołaja zapytaliśmy dzieci, czy im się podobał Mikołaj, czy się go nie bały. Stwierdziły, że był super, tylko dlaczego ukradł kapcie wujka.
Oh, wow.
Oj, co to był za Mikołajek podrabiany jakiś chyba.
More calendars and of course those cinema tickets to give away still to come. What we have at least another three or four calendars to give away, I'm sure, yes? Definitely. So we'll be giving these away very soon. And of course, don't forget, the cinema tickets will be announced after 12 o'clock, only on DAB.
Pamiętajcie o tym.
My Spanish Harlem. about it.
Good morning, Gdansk, and of course more texts coming in, so I think it is time to give away a couple more calendars. Joanna, send us a picture in of Santa? Is it Santa in the photo?
No, właśnie nie wiem, czy to jest Santa tam na focie.
We cannot,
chyba tak.
We cannot deny and we cannot confirm, unfortunately, due to Santa regulations.
Okay.
But Joanna, we think you deserve a Radio Gdansk calendar, so congratulations. We'll be sending you a text message in just
tak
a second.
Tak jest. No i Piotr.
Piotr, we think you deserve it. Why not? It's Christmas. We're feeling generous.
Tak, jak najbardziej. A Kasia napisała, gdy byłam dzieckiem, święta zawsze spędzaliśmy u dziadków we Władysławowie. Święta były białe. O, kiedy to było. Obowiązkowo robiliśmy ozdoby świąteczne. Dom był pełen ludzi, prezenty skromne, najwspanialsze. Zawsze wyganiano dzieci z pokoju, żeby wietrzyć. Aha, i wtedy przychodził gwiazdor. Baliśmy się paneszków, którzy robili różne psikusy. Było cudownie, napisała Kasia. Piękne wspomnienie, Kasiu.
Do you know what? This is a great thing about having a huge family, though, is going home for Christmas. For these events, you know, Christmas, Easter, to go and celebrate it with a big family, it's fantastic. I would love it, to be honest.
Cudownie, no święta tak się kojarzą właśnie z dużą rodziną, ze wspólnym czasem. Oczywiście nie każdy może w taki sposób spędzać święta, no ale jeżeli macie sąsiada, który samotnie spędza święta, zapukajcie i zaproście go do siebie. Mm-hmm. Ten jeden talerz pusty dla zbłąkanego wędrowca może być właśnie dla twojego sąsiada.
Now, quick question. Have you ever thought about giving a dog for Christmas? I know, like, in the UK we have many signs, like, a dog is not just for Christmas, it's for life. Yes? But have you ever done this? Have you ever
Nigdy
received...
No? Jestem absolutnie przeciwna takim prezentom.
Okay, so a few...
Completely against.
Really? So a few years ago, this is actually what me and my sister decided to do for my parents. We thought we'd, you know, find them a nice little companion, you know? They could go out on romantic walks with the dog and stuff like this, you know? It would rekindle their relationship, maybe. Who knows? Who knows? But now... now, actually, scientists or people have basically worked out, depending on your star sign, they know which dog you are best suited to.
Oh.
Yeah, really. So you are a...
Big.
A big?
Big, po polsku,
okay.
Czyli...
Taurus. Mm-hmm. Taurus, yes. So your ideal dog for your personality type would be an Akita.
Yeah.
Yeah, an Akita, a bagel... I think that's how you say it, a bagel, or a boxer.
Boxer.
Yeah.
Cały czas
Boxers miniony. Are very, like, very hyperactive a lot of the time.
Nie, boxery mi się nie podobają, a Akita też nie bardzo, znam akurat tę rasę, ale in the middle?
A bagel.
A, no to już taki najprzyjemniejszy.
Mine, for Aries, I have a Labrador, a Golden Retriever, you know, the more intelligent dogs. The
no
more
wiadomo,
intelligent ones.
Wiadomo, Labradorka, no raczej.
But yeah, generally, you can go online, you can find out what dog best suits yourself. So if you're thinking of, you know, going to the shelter, doing something nice this year.
Właśnie, going to the shelter.
Exactly, go to the shelter, you can obviously, this time of year, you can offer him lots of clothes and lots of warm stuff and food. Or, of course, you could even adopt a dog.
You can adopt a dog, and if you don't want, because you're not sure, you can donate.
Exactly. Yes, indeed.
Święta zawsze schroniska dla zwierząt potrzebują wsparcia i święta może być dobry czas, by właśnie pomóc, najbardziej.
Exactly. Fantastic idea. Why not? Now, of course, after 12 o'clock, we are going to be on DAB, so that means you have to go to the Radio Gdansk website, click on the little speaker at the top, scroll down, and you can carry on listening to us on DAB or, of course, on our Facebook page at Good Morning Gdansk.
A ja za te święta we Władysławowie, pełne śniegu oczywiście, dla Kasi przekazuję też nasz radiowy kalendarz. A co?
It's going to be amazing, you know? Radio Gdansk calendar for Christmas? Who wouldn't want that?
Jeżeli dzisiaj wam się nie uda, to oczywiście w przyszłym tygodniu też będziemy rozdawać takie kalendarze, więc spokojnie.
And of course, there's still time to win those cinema tickets, people. 603 06 06 06. Winner will be announced at 12:15.